see.
Well, look who came in. Smith, here's Seeger Ellis.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Smith. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, Seeger. I'm managing to get around still.
Well, I'm hanging on myself.
How long has it been since you fellas seen each other?
Oh, I'd hate to say. Probably it's been 40 years.
I would think about that.
35 to 40 years.
That's in New York?
Yeah.
I believe that's the last place. Wasn't it
White's
Restaurant?
Yeah.
You play when you had your band playing in White's Restaurant?
We just played a record called White's Serenade.
And the club restaurant, you remember?
I sent you a fiddle player years ago with the name of Bruce Yantis.
We talked about him.
We called his brother.
Where is he? Do you know? Have any idea?
His brother last night said that he hadn't heard from him. Says he never hears from him. And he was half asleep, and I didn't want to disturb him. I said, where is he? He says, he's either in New York or Chicago. I don't know where he is, really. But I haven't heard from him. I said, if you do hear from him, for goodness sake, tell him that I was asking about him. At least you're concerned about how he was doing. What had happened to him? He was a terrific violin player. He really was. A very emotional type of, I believe he was half Indian, wasn't he?
I believe so.
He was a very fine violinist.
I don't mean from the technical standpoint, or probably from the educational standpoint. But I thought that he was entirely next to Joe Venuti back in those days. He was more on the blues side.
Yeah,
I played more blues than Joe.
Played the low register.
Yeah, what I call the viola.
Yeah,
he was on
viola on one of the records.
He had a sister here played organ, you remember that?
Yes, I heard it, but I remember Cigar that. Cigar Mike used to meet a friend of ours, Olin Carver from Temple.
Glad to meet you.
Got quite a few of your records in
He's another collector here.
God bless these collectors. Keep these old cats alive.
Bless these old artists.
Rhodes, come on over.
I got down to Temple through coincidence.
I found out about this guy. Of course, this guy came in the back door. Meantime, I don't know where he came from. He came out from under a twig or something.
Yeah. Well, I feel like we collectors are the ones that should be thankful for having you old time artist around that provided such wonderful music and vocals and all that.
That's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
You bet. And they came up with things that I never would dream to ever find again, you know. I'd just given it up.
You know, Smith, the same things happened to me.
Yeah, well, you...
They've come up with things that I didn't even... I've forgotten I ever made.
Sure.
Uh-huh. Smith, a fellow wrote me the other, I had a letter the other day from a fellow in Wisconsin wanting to know if I would give him Seeger Ellis's address that he would like to write him.
No kidding. From Wisconsin?
From Wisconsin.
He collects his records. Dig up, I don't know what.
Don't you think Seeger looks good for a newly married man?
Why, sure.
He shows it.
Well, that's good.
Well, we hate to close this tape out, but we're ending it on a happy note. This is our guest of honor saying goodbye, Smith Ballou.
I'll see you again.
And another guest, Seeger Ellis.
Thank you very much, Smith. It's awfully good to see you.
Sure, nice to see you, Steve.
And the host, Rose Baker.
I'll see myself again.
Harvey Hood, our engineer.
Yeah, boy.
Signing off.
And Owen went to the... Here he is, Owen. We're signing off.
Well, it certainly has been a joy to me to be down here with all you fellows.
Myself, Tommy Boone, and our guest of honor is Smith Ballou, an orchestra leader and musician from way back. And incidentally, was born in Palestine, Texas, in the year... He won't tell us the year, but whatever it is, he doesn't look it. He doesn't look like he's lived the life that he's bound to live. Anyway, here's Rhodes. I'm sure sorry you couldn't be here. Here's Smith.
How do you do? I'm amazed to find records of the doctor then had ever made. As a matter of fact, I'm thrilled to find that these people are even interested in hearing my records. But I certainly am happy to be able to go back and pick up some of the old thoughts and old experiences that I had in the early days of record making in New York City. And I'm happy to be able to take them off on tape for posterity or whomever might be interested.
Smith, on the turntable now, we've got I Want to Be Loved by Ellington. It was the time you made the two sides, 9 little miles from Tennessee, and this one. Wonder if you'd tell us your surprise and how you come to cut those two records with Duke Ellington, and if you can recall what year.
Yes, I will. It was about 1930, somewhere around there, maybe 31. And I answered a call from Victor for a record date at some Wednesday morning at 9 o'clock in room A at the Victor studio. And I went to room A and looked in and found that the color was rather dark. The band was rather dark-colored, I might say, and I thought perhaps being fresh from Texas, I was in the wrong place. So I went to the office and asked the recording master where I was to work, and he said, in room A. I'll take you down there, which he did. And sure enough, it was Duke Ellington and his band, and they were in the midst of making Mood Indigo, which is absolutely a record that stands alone. And I was so thrilled by it that before I knew it, I was very happy to be singing with Duke Ellington. And he, incidentally, is a great guy. And one that should have all the honor he's received all these years.
Now we'll listen to this record, I Want to Be Loved.
Thank you.
next number is the number that the second number I did with Duke, called Nine Little Miles from 1010 Tennessee.
Some sides that were made with the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra in New York in 1928. The first one is on an English parlophone, She's Funny That Way. Incidentally, the flip is that first vocal that Ben Crosby ever made. Do you remember working with the Dorseys at that time, or was it just a studio recording?
Well, actually, it was just a studio recording with the Dorsey Brothers' name on it, and with some of the best musicians available at the time. Babe Russin. Perry Botkin on the guitar, yeah. Yes, they're all excellent musicians and a regular, what we call a studio date. But the orchestra was excellent. I'm sure you'll like it.
Had three unknown violins on there. Just for you.
Had three unknown ones?
Violins, yeah. They don't know their name, but they...
Oh, I see. They're just for me. I see.
That Arthur shut the piano. Okay.
Just glad I'm living and lucky to be. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. I can't save a dollar, ain't worth a cent. She doesn't holler, she'd live in a tent. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way. Oh, she loves to work and play for me every day. She'd be so much better off if I went away. But why should I leave her? Why should I go? She'd be unhappy without me, I know. I got a woman crazy for me. She's funny that way.
Playing next, Tom?
Another Darcy Brothers, Sally of My Dreams and Crossroads. Do you remember this?
Sally of My Dreams and Crossroads. Well, no, I don't.
Well, let's see if you're on.
I doubt it.
Thank you.
Here's a real collector's item, Smith, that you recorded with Ben Pollock. And incidentally, it had Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman, Jack Teagarden among the personnel. And it's interesting to note that the name of the vocalist is Charlie Roberts. Charles Roberts. I wonder if you'd like to comment on the personnel and why you were going under the name of Charles Roberts. Were you wanted somewhere?
No, wasn't that at all. I have a brother named Charles Robert Ballou, and I had to have a name other than my name because I was on the contract elsewhere. So I used Charles Roberts on this record. Incidentally, I played with Ben Pollock in Chicago at the Black Hawk Cafe before I went to New York, and that's more or less where I got started singing, really, with any important touch, because Ben was on WGN, I guess it was, in Chicago, and I did several vocals there and got started doing this and made quite a friendship with Glenn Miller, which is too long a story to tell here.
Well, was Goodman a regular with the band at that time?
Oh, indeed, he was indeed. This was before Ben, Benny went off on his own.
This was recorded, supposedly, March the 1st, 1929.
Yep, that's about right.
And I imagine Teagarden was a young, big strapper from Texas about that time.
He certainly was, yeah.
And do you remember Jimmy McPartin?
Very well. He played with me later in New Orleans.
Did you know his sister, Marion?
No, I didn't know her, but I knew his wife.
Gil Roden, did you know?
Oh, Gil, I knew very well, of course.
Bud Freeman was also.
And Buddy Freeman, sure.
And I know you remember Al Beller on the violin.
Al Beller is the cousin of Ben Pollock. He always was in the band.
Well, I was.
And played second violin, by the way.
Your Dick Morgan was banjo and guitar.
Well, he took my place when I quit Ben Pollock.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did.
When you quit as a musician?
Right? When I left Ben Pollock and went on to other... Well, to Teddy Fiorito,
yeah.
Frankly.
Oh, I see. Well, let's play Louise and be followed by the flip side. Wait till
you see Ma Cherie.
Thank you.
the record I've got that I'm certain you're on. It's the Ben Pollock Orchestra, and it was recorded on OK under the name Louisville Rhythm King.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, had T. Garden and Benny Goodman,
yeah.
The same group that recorded before,
uh-huh.
But under a different name because it was for OK.
That's right.
And my discography, Brian Russ, shows that you do the vocal on Let's Sit and Talk About You.
Well, let me hear it. I don't know when I did it, but I'd like to hear it.
We'll find out whether it was you or not.
Yeah, boy. Okay. Could be. You've got me. If I am, it's probably Hal Kemp's voice.
But that was you the other, on the
other. Oh, yes, indeed. Thank you.
you doing to me? You'll be a ruin to me. I care for you in a great big way. You smile at me and I melt. It's wild, it's silly, it's swell. I'm like a leaping gazelle today. I knew the minute I met you, I'd get a load of romance. I'd stop at nothing to get you, if there's a possible chance. I'd give a year of my life to hear you say, I care for you in a great big way.